Grace, you were so bad.
Whatever. Jackpot's a jackpot.
Oh my god.
Ladies, can I get you another round?
Yes, a dark and stormy for me.
Tanqueray and tonic.
Right, right. And Coke.
A diet Coke.
Diet, of course. Coming right up.
I don't think I've ever sat at the bar at a casino before.
Really?
Yeah, I'm usually dumping quarters into the slots.
Oh, I'm sorry that I blew my budget on that one game, you guys. I hope I didn't ruin our night.
It's okay. You didn't. We're drinking now. All is good. Except you. What's up with the Diet Coke?
I'm just cutting back on the drinking.
Suspicious.
Yeah, especially on our rarer-than-rare girls' trip to Vegas. Talk about ruining our night.
Here you go, ladies. Dark and stormy?
Certainly is.
Tanqueray and tonic?
Yes, sir.
And a Diet Coke for this lovely lady.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
All right, so our halfway cute bartender singled you out, Jessica.
Oh, please.
And a Diet Coke for this lovely lady.
I think you've got a shot.
Rob might not like that very much.
God, Jessica, what happens in Vegas? Live a little.
No, not on my agenda. He's just flirting for tips.
Well, he's certainly not trying to get you drunk. Okay, I would like to propose a toast.
Yes.
Nice.
To Tina's long overdue promotion and the pseudo-spontaneous trip to Vegas it inspired. May we get into so much trouble that they have to identify us with our dental records.
Amen.
Hey, slow down, Jessica. We're not celebrating or anything.
Well, actually, I have an announcement, too.
Oh, crap. What?
I'm pregnant.
All right!
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Let's drink to that.
Okay, how far along are you? Why didn't you tell us before now? What does Rob think? Tell us.
Okay, let's see. I'm right at 11 and a half weeks, which is why I didn't tell anyone before now. You guys are the first to know.
So cool. Congratulations.
And Rob is so excited. He can't wait to be a dad. Look, I took this video on my phone of him finding out.
Show us.
What's this mean?
Hello? Do you know what this is?
Yeah, it's a pregnancy test, but... You're pregnant.
Yes.
Oh my god, honey.
Is he crying?
Yes. Isn't he just the sweetest?
So great.
So happy for you, Jess. That's great. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait to start going through baby shower plans with you guys.
Do you already know whether it's a girl or a boy?
Well...
You're not telling anyone?
I know what it is, but Rob doesn't want to know.
How is that going to work?
Okay, it's a girl.
Yay! That is so great! Where are you going, Grace?
Bathroom. A halfway cute bartender might have gone a little too generous with the Tanqueray on that last pour.
You want me to come with you?
No, I'll be okay. Congrats, Jess.
Thanks, hon.
Hey there, beautiful.
Oh, God.
Why are you crying? Come over here with me.
Leave me alone.
Grace, are you all right?
Is Jessica with you?
No, she's at the bar. What's wrong with you? Did you throw up?
My secret married boyfriend? The one I deliberately avoid giving you details about?
Yeah?
It's Rob. I've been sleeping with Rob for the last 6 months.
What? Rob? As in Jessica's Rob?
Don't freak out, okay? I'm already freaked out enough.
How could you do that to her?
I wasn't doing anything to her. You know that Rob and I have had a thing for each other for years. It just happened.
For 6 months.
I get it. It's bad, okay? I shouldn't have done it. Message received. This wasn't about Jess. It was never about Jess. It was about me and Rob and what could have been.
Grace, we were bridesmaids at Jess's wedding. The three of us have been best friends for...
years and years. I know, Tina. I know that. I told you. It just happened. I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't stop.
Did you already know that Jess was pregnant?
No. Rob never told me.
My God. What the hell was he thinking?
I don't know, but this obviously changes everything. I can't believe he didn't tell me.
So are you going to tell her?
Tell her what?
That you've been cheating with Rob.
Why do you have to put it that way?
Because that's what it is, Grace. You can't spin this into something positive.
I can't believe this.
I can't believe this.
Hey, you guys okay in here? What's wrong?
We're okay. Everything's fine. Just a little woozy.
Okay, good. Well, do you need anything?
You know, I might go upstairs to the room, you guys. I think I need to lie down.
Let's just all go. Okay, I'm feeling tired. I need my rest.
Yeah, okay. Let's all go.
Oh, man, I have been dying to tell you guys how badly I have wanted to lie down.
Who's in which bed?
I'll sleep with you, like the olden days.
Gosh, slumber party. How long since we've done that?
A decade?
Or two. I call this bed for us. It's closer to the air conditioner. I can't sleep without the fan on.
You might not want to sleep with me, Grace.
Why? Do you fart? Do you kick? Do you fart and kick?
Oh, come on, Tina. That was funny.
Hysterical. No, Christopher says I talk in my sleep.
Oh, no biggie. I can live with that.
You might want to hear the rest before you commit to that.
What? Do you, like, scream or something?
Have you guys ever had, like, freaky sleep disorder stuff?
Oh, I used to sleepwalk. I haven't since I was little, though.
I've told you all my sleep paralysis stories, haven't I?
Sleep paralysis?
Yeah, it's when you wake up from deep sleep, but you can't move. You're conscious, you can hear and see, but you can't move a muscle.
You have that?
Sometimes. It hasn't happened to me in a while.
Well, that sounds terrifying.
It sucks a bit, yeah.
This is a little different. Remember back in February, Christopher took me on that trip for Valentine's Day? We stayed in that B&B.
Yeah, you said it was weird.
That would be one word to describe it. Christopher picked it because he read online that one of the rooms was supposedly haunted.
Oh, you did tell me this.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day, right? I thought it was supposed to be a romantic getaway.
You know how Chris is. I humor him with all his morbid, horror freako stuff. I get to go someplace romantic so long as there's some creepy death thing to go along with it. A haunted house or a horror movie location. It's our compromise.
Oh, got it.
So he actually reserved that particular room specifically, like months in advance, even though they warned him not to.
What was the deal with the room? Why was it haunted?
Supposedly, everyone who sleeps in that room has terrible nightmares.
Probably from people telling them the room is haunted.
But not just your nightmares. They say you have all the nightmares of everyone that has ever slept in that room.
That is freaky.
So did you have, like, 50 nightmares in 8 hours or what?
No, I didn't. But Chris claims something weird happened.
So what did he say?
He said that I woke him up because I was talking in my sleep, saying really strange, creepy things.
Do you remember any of it?
No, but it gets weirder. He said that I wasn't talking in my own voice.
What? Whose voice were you talking in?
He said it was the voice of a man.
Okay, you are genuinely freaking me out now.
And what were you saying?
He says that this voice told him that he was going to have nightmares about his father's death and about the time he almost drowned.
And did he?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. How does he know he didn't dream you telling him this stuff?
What do you mean?
Like, what if you talking in a man's voice and telling him what he was going to dream about was also just a dream?
That would make total sense.
So he thought you were awake and talking in a strange voice, telling him things he was about to dream because the whole thing was a dream.
Yeah.
Except that it keeps happening.
What?
Yeah. He sleeps on the couch now. He says he can't sleep in the same bed with me anymore because sometimes I start talking in a strange voice and whatever horrible thing I tell him he's about to dream about, he does.
Holy crap, that's creepy.
I know. I don't know what to think. I wake up with no memory of it, and as far as I know, I've never talked in my sleep before we stayed in that room.
Okay, well, maybe Talky Tina gets to fly solo tonight. Grace can sleep with me.
No, it's okay, Jess. I'm not scared of Tina. You get the bed all to yourself.
Okay, well, suit yourself. I'm going to change out of these clothes. I am wiped.
Which side do you want?
This one.
Grace.
Tina, what's wrong?
Grace, can you hear me?
Yes, Tina, I can hear you, but what I really want to be doing is sleeping.
Grace, can you hear me?
Oh, God, you really do talk in your sleep.
There's someone here who wants to talk to you.
Good night, Tina.
Grace.
Who is that?
Oh, Grace. It's so wonderful to finally get to talk to you.
Who is that? What are you doing in here?
Why don't you turn on the light and find out?
I can't. Why can't I move?
Oh, you can't turn on the light? Probably for the best. You might not like what you see.
What did you do to me?
You must recognize the sensation, my darling Grace.
Frozen, I'm paralyzed.
Such a helpless feeling, isn't it? Even worse when it's a feeling you're so familiar with.
Who are you?
I have more names than I can count. Names given to me by scared, superstitious people looking to place a label on something they could never comprehend.
What do you want? Please,
let me go.
Oh, Grace, Grace. Amazing Grace. That is one thing I won't do. And trust me, the list of things I won't do is very, very short.
Jess. Jessica, please, wake up. Help me.
Do you want to wake up, Jessica?
Yes.
Jessica, the one you have betrayed.
I never meant to betray her.
Well, yes. Let's wake her up. Jessica. Jessica, can you hear me?
Yes.
Come here, Jessica. Come over to me and Grace.
What's wrong with her? Why is she walking like that?
Oh, my dear, she's sleepwalking. She doesn't even know what's happening.
Oh, no. Tina! Wake up! Tina!
Tina can't hear you. She's in a deep, deep sleep right now, far, far away. She'll never remember any of this. She doesn't even know it's happening.
Oh, my God. Jessica! Jessica! Wake up! You have to help me!
No one can help you, Grace. Jessica will do what I tell her to do.
Where is she? I can't see her. It's so dark.
She's right next to you. Aren't you, Jessica?
Yes.
Jessica! Please! Wake up! Snap out of it!
She can't hear you, Grace. Jessica, climb on top of Grace, here, on the bed.
No! Jessica, please, for God's sake, wake up!
Now, Jessica, reach out with your hands. Place them around Grace's throat.
Yes.
No! Jess! Wake up! It's me! Grace! Stop! Get off of me! Get off!
That's right. Squeeze harder, Jessica. Crush her throat. Grace isn't going down easy, is she, Jessica?
No, she's not.
Maybe you should sing her a little lullaby. A song that you will sing to your new baby one day.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Brother John, Brother John.
Squeeze morning harder. Squeeze until she stops moving.
Morning bells are ringing. Ding, ding, dong. Ding, ding.
She's dying now. You're killing her.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping?
I know you can't see Grace's face in the dark, but it's turning blue. Her eyes are bulging out of her head. She can't believe this is happening. Everything is going black.
Bells are ringing. Ding, ding, dong. Ding, ding, dong.
Good, Jessica. Very good. You can go back to bed now. Sleep deeply. Good night, Jessica. Good night, Grace.
Hello?
Tina, thank God you answered. It's Rob.
Rob? Why are you calling me?
I tried calling Jessica and Grace, but they aren't answering their phones.
They're off in dreamland now.
You're with them right now? They're both okay.
Jessica sang Grace the prettiest lullaby.
Lullaby? What's wrong with you? Why are you talking like this? Listen, I'm on my way out there. I need to see Jessica. I'm really worried.
Oh, it will be such a fun surprise for her when you get here.
Chris called me and said he had a nightmare.
Chris? My husband, Chris?
Yeah, he said he's been having really intense nightmares lately, but he woke up to tell me that we dreamed that I had been cheating on Jessica with Grace, and well, that Jessica found out and killed her.
Isn't that disturbing?
Yeah. So, I should be there by dawn, I guess.
I can't wait to see the look on her face when you get here.
Tina, seriously, what is wrong with you? Can you just put Jessica on the phone?
Oh, I wouldn't want to wake her.
She's having the most beautiful dream right now.
Who was that? What's going on?
Good night, Rob.
Sing us a lullaby, Jessica.
I want to get plenty of rest before Rob gets here.
Tina, I know you're there!
Are you sleeping?
Tina?
Are you sleeping?
Hello?
Brother John.
Are you there? Who was that?
Brother John.
Who's there? Hello?
Morning bells are ringing.
Please,
morning bells are ringing.
Who was that?
Ding, ding, dong.
Are you there?
Ding, ding.
Answer me!
Are You Sleeping has been a production of Earbud Theater, written and directed by Jared Rivett, produced by Casey Wolf, Aaron Drown, and Jared Rivett, featuring the voice talents of Tracy Clifton as Tina, Adam Fox as Rob, Chelsea Ricketts as Jessica, Jared Rivett as The Voice, and Clark Wolf as Grace. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Edited and mixed by Craig Good.
And remember, folks, what happens in Vegas
stays in your nightmares.